In the UK, anger is boiling over the official response to the Grenfell Tower fire in London. Police say the death toll currently stands at 30 and is expected to rise. The tragedy has triggered a wave of anti-government protests and criticism by politicians. We have the details in this report.
Grief over the fire disaster that hit London on Wednesday turned into outrage and mass protests across London on Friday. Protesters stormed the local town hall in charge of the borough where the tower is located to express outrage over the handling of the crisis. Next stop for the protesters, Church Prime Minister Theresa May finally visited to meet with the bereaved families. However, she had to be rushed away as angry protesters chased her car and vent their anger at her. The visit came after May came under intense pressure over refusing to meet with residents of the tower. Unlike opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn and London Mayor Sadiq Khan, May even faced criticism from within her own Conservative Party.
Alas, Mrs. May was what she's been for the last 5 or 6 weeks. That is to say, she wanted an entirely controlled situation in which she didn't use her humanity. So she met in private with the emergency services, a good thing to do, no doubt, but she should have been there with the residents. Which is what Jeremy Corbyn was.
The demonstrators in London also made a stop outside the BBC headquarters, criticising the media coverage of the event and calling on authorities to release sufficient information to the victims. The protesters say the authorities did not do their job properly, leading to the tragedy.
But it's time that that moment of reflection turns to a moment of anger. This is an absolute appalling event in one of the richest cities in the world to think how cheap working class lives are. What comes out today that the cladding was the cheapest possible cladding, that it was highly flammable and went up like paper, shows an utter contempt for working class people. So we are angry. There's demonstrations going on across London. We want to show outside the Department for Community and Local Government that we want culpable manslaughter charges brought to whoever's responsible for this. We think when we learned that Gavin Barwell, the former housing minister, sat on a report that warned the travesty like this, that there were death towers across London and done nothing about it, we want to see people like this in jail. It's an absolute disgrace.
Police say the death toll could rise with many still in critical condition and many others unaccounted for. But the protesters accuse the authorities of hiding the exact death toll, which some reports say is more than 100 people. The Prime Minister has pledged a public inquiry into the incident. Still, the whole episode spells trouble for her, who is fresh out of a disastrous election in which her party lost its parliamentary majority.